So we're learning that Beis and Beis and Krisis. Zok to Gemara. Minyan Lamali. The Mishnah starts off, there are 36 Krisis. Now, most people know how to count. So I just counted up and you figured out it's 36 Krisis. What do you need to tell us? By the way, it's 36 Krisis. Omer Rav Yechanan. Because it's not all the rice. No, it's all the rice that chayav karas. There are rice that are not chayav karas. For example, a manu kohen gadol is not chayav karas. So there are other exceptions, not all the rice. Miyon alamli, or Rav Yechanan, shim osan kulam behelam echad, chayav akal achas v'achas. Rav Yechanan, you know why it says 36? To teach us that if you do it all in one forgetting, you do all 36 of these averis, or it should really be 34.
Possible.
To do all 34?
Not the ones that described in the Mishnah.
It's possible to do all 34 in
one helm?
What? In one helm. Helm means you forgot about the whole Torah at one time. You know, you forgot about everything one time. That's what it means. So if you do all one thing, maybe chayiv one chatos, kamashlon, you chayiv all the chatos. You know, you can't say chayiv 36 krisis because the krisis only can do once. You only go garbage once. So it means in the chatos. You know, chayiv, you can be chayiv 36 chatos. Now, the reason why I'm saying it's not 36 is because we'll see more daf gimel and aleph about this, but Pesach and Mila don't have chatos. So it means all the same.
Pesach and Kippur can't fall on the same day.
What?
Pesach and Kippur never fall on the same
day. Right, but it could be the same helm, the same day. Helm could be over a few days. It could be one day. Maybe one day. Yeah. Bekitze, the Mara says you can chayiv chatos on every single one. That's what it's teaching us. So that's the minyan of this teaching us. And we'll go later on in the Gemara, we'll discuss it. But now, once we start bringing about different things that give a number, we're going to go to other Lashonis in the same Sechlum, Sechlum's Krisis, that says also a number, and what is the number for? So, tomorrow, Su Hadatnan, first we'll go to Shabbos. Su Hadatnan, Avos Melachos, Abam Chas Achas. It says that there are 39 Avos Melachos. What do you have to tell it to me for? Minyan Alamli. Shem Asam Kulam Helam Achad, Chayav Kal Achas Achas. We do it all in one Helam, and Chayav in each one. And like, well, they don't want to talk about what's exactly called the Helam Echad, but for example, he knows about all 39 Malachis, but if he gets that, it's Shabbos. But also, it could be only Chayav on Chatas there, so you get into that. Gimel Amarav talks about exactly what the case is, but there is a case we have 39 different Chatayas, but one Helam. That's what says 39 different Malachis. Suha the Tanan, this is later on in this Masechtam, Sechus Kriis. It says, Abba Mechusri Kapara. There are four Mechusri Kapara. Mechusri Kapara means people who maybe are finished the process of whatever they're supposed to do, but they still have to bring a carbon. Until they bring a carbon, they can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. One of these four, the Mishnah says, the Zav, Azava, that means even though they finished Shivan Akiyim and went to the Mikvah, they still need a carbon. Zav, Zava, Yeledes, and Metzairah. Even though they're all finished, they're cured and everything, they still need a Kapara. So Mechusri Kapara. So why do I say four? And we know how to count it. Zav, Zava, Yeledes, Metzairah. Four. What do you mean four? Miyar Lamli. There's more Lafuki or Lesbi Yaakov. Doma Chamishava. Lesbi Yaakov holds five. Vitanya or the Tanan. Lesbi Yaakov Eimer. Ger Mechusri Kapara at Yuzik Damalov. A Ger, even though after he became a Ger, and he went to the mikveh already, and he's mekabel the mitzvahs. He's not allowed into his mikdash until he's zerik dam on himself. So to see, he just called Mechusri Kapara. Alchitana Abba. Therefore, it says Abba. What? No, it does. It says four. Here it's saying four. La fuke rav lesbi yaakov. Dafka four. Four saying lashon dafka. Only four and nothing else. That's lashon of four here. Yeah, they argue with lesbi yaakov. Saying dafka four, not five. Dafka four, not five. That's the chiddush over here. Yeah. So saying there's a certain carbon that they bring with together. They do Mila and Tvila, and that's what this Ger did. And still, until he brings a certain kabbonis, because Zarek Damalov, the halach is, there is no, he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. That's where Lesbi Yaakov is being mechadish to us, this halacha. Okay. So, that's Mechusri Kapara. Then it says, Suha the Tan, later on this was same Masechta, Abam Avim Azal in Chicago. There's a few things, four things, that even though you're amazed, you still bring a carbon. Usually carbon's for a shaykh, right? There are four things you bring a carbon for amazed. What are they? Shivcha Charufa, Nazir, that became Tamei, Shavuos Eidos, and Shavuos Avakadim. Shavuos Eidos means someone tells you to say Eidos, say, I don't know Eidos, and it makes a Shavua. That's called Shavuos Eidos, even though it's amazed, because it brings a carbon. Shavuos Avakadim also. Someone gives something to watch, give you something to watch, and you say, oh, I don't have it. They make a shvua. It's called shvua sefakadim. Those four things, if you found a liar, what? Shifcha rufa is a isha who's half shifcha, half freed, and she's engaged to Eved Ivri, which is mutter to her, because Ivri is mutter both for Yisrael and Shevcha, and someone else is mezana with her. This time, Eish Tish bring an Asham. She brings Asham no matter what, even if it's Shaggy, even if it's amazing, you bring an Asham. So these four things are Vin Alzal and Shagagas. One million Allah, we're only number four. Lafuki and Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Shimon, I'm a Shuas of a cardinal, and Ethan is our Dina like a para. Shimon argues on Shuas because he holds only three. So Hakitan Arabah, therefore it says four. Next case, Suhat Tnan, Chamisha Mevin, carbon Echara Alveris Harbe. Five bring one carbon on a lot of Averis. And what's the examples of those that bring one carbon on a bunch of Averis? The case for that is Haba Shifcha Bias Harbe or Nazar Shinitma Tumas Harbe. Those are examples of, and there's more examples of it, Makanil Ishtay Din Ashim Harbe or Mitzayr Shinisnag and Agarim Harbe. All these things, even though it's a lot of Averis, Kilu, you only bring one carbon. And one of the cases are Nazir that became Tamei a bunch of times. And that says here are five things. Chamish Mavirin Kamra, Echad Averis Harbim. Yonah Lama, Yonah Lama, Yonah Lama. Mr. Gabayin, let me say the Seifa. I want to say the Seifa. What is in the Seifa? It says in the Seifa, V'Nazir Shenitma Tumois Harbim. U'mishkach Aslo. What's the case? Goy the Itzmei B'Shvi. What happened was that he became Tamei. He went through a process of coming Tari. He got the Paraduma. And on the seventh day, he got the second paraduma spritz. Now he's tahar and became tamei again. So the itv v'shvi v'chaz v'shvi got a bunch of times tamei. It says tumas harbe. It means he became tamei three times on shvi. And the case is a guy's a nazir. Oh, nazir also come tamei. So he became tamei. Then he got the paraduma, the spritz on him. He spritz on the fourth day and the seventh day. Seventh day he got spritz, and now he's tahar again. And that day became tamei again. So we'll see in a second. It's called Tumas Harbe. Why? Because according to this Vandiyama, once it becomes tar, it starts on Aziris again already, even before he brings the Karbanos. It starts Aziris again already, so it became Tameh again. So then, let's see the Gemara, the Imam is explaining this, and we'll see, that's the Shaila here, if that's called Tumas Harbe, one carbon or two Karbanos. Let's see. Because one of the cases are, Nazir Enita Tumas Harbe. The it's chal. Ziris tahara means the next new ziris starts on his yom hashvi'i. Why does it have to be for Rabbi Yehuda? Because the time of Rabbi, if it's like Rabbi, and Rabbi holds that the ziris starts only after the day of the kabanos, which is the next day. The time of Rabbi, given the ziris at Hirat Shemini, since the ziris started on the eighth day, loy chayla alaha. So it doesn't start. It didn't start yet. So what's the case that it became tumas harbe? Even itma bezayin, if it became tumah on day seven, v'chazon itma bezayin became tumah again on seven. Kula chayla tumah ruchti. He's still all part of the same first ziris. He didn't start new ziris yet. It's all one tumah. Be itma v'ches. He's hak a chayv two kabanas. Kim the yotz of a shah a real of a kav and chayv a kalachas v'achas. So according to Rebbe, when do you start Nazir's Tahira? After you already became chayv the next carbon. So then ain't a chenami chayv two kabanas because you already chayv the first carbon before you became tamei. Now you became tamei again. Mashenek according to the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisrael Huda, who holds that the new Nazir's Tahira starts even before you became chayv the carbon. So it's possible that you're going to be a tamei from a new Nazirus. And still, you'll be one carbon because you never reached the date that you have a carbon yet. And the Gemara explains, my Rebbe Yehuda, the Tanya, says in the Pasuk that after someone becomes Tamei, it says in the Pasuk you bring a carbon, then the Kiddush is Rosh Yemehu, you start again. And Shalos, when? Tanya, Kiddush is Rosh Yemehu. Do you have Havas, Kabbalah, the very Rebbe. Rebbe also, the day you bring the Kabbalah, that's the day that you restart your new Naziris. Because anytime someone, the Kabbalah Naziris, the Kabbalah for 30 days, becomes Tamei, he has to do it again. So when do you start the new one? Rabbi says, "V'yam avaras kabanaisa." Rabbi Yehuda, "V'yam takalah chasai." On the day he gets the hirka, which is on the seventh day, the last day of his tahira process, then he—that's the day that he could start again. And therefore, it became tummy that day. Only bring one carbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why does it say in the Mishnah 5? Say we hold the Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi. That's what it's 5. Because according to Rabbi, it's not true. Was that bite in the Gemara? Suha the Tanan, Hey Mevin carbon oil of a yerid. There's five different Averis that bring carbon oil of a yerid. That's the Gemara on here that test also might be a brisa. There's a five that bring carbon oil over yared. So here, what is say number five? Why did I say the number five? So the Gemara, because the it's a mishnah later on Yudam base. The ravine carbon yared is shmias koil, bitus vasayim, tumas mikdash kadoshav, yed letus mansayra, all bring oil over yared. So why did it say five? Lovely. Mishnah, the Katani Sefer Nasi Kiyotz Vehem. It says in the Sefer, it's actually in a different Mishnah, which is the Sefer, I think it's in Horius. It says Nasi Kiyotz Vehem. So it says that Nasi has the same din as this. Tani Hey, it says Hey, La Fukim Ralez Adama, Nasi Mevi Sa'ar. So the Shaila is really, if by a Nasi it applies the oil of the Yared. Why not? What's the oil of the Yared for? Oil of the Yared for a person who's poor. Someone is poor, someone is rich. A Nasi is always rich. So it's about big machlokes if a Nasi, what happens if a Nasi does these averes? What does he bring? Is he a potter? Or maybe he brings a sa'ir? So Rabbi Eliezer says, a Nasi always brings a sa'ir and has no din of oil of a yared. There's no din of oil of a yared at all because he's rich, he always brings a sa'ir. And there is one man, the Omar, who holds that on Tumas Mikdash, Rilez says Tumas Mikdash brings a sar, that's what he holds. This is what Maniyama holds, that they pot on a lot of things. So here, he basically holds a pot on Gamri, and Rav Kibra Rav Shimon holds the Chayiv Oil of Yared, that's what he holds. There's big Machlokes, all the Shitas over here. So therefore, we're saying five bring Karav Yared, that all five are the same, they have the same halacha. La Fuke the Mandi Omar, who says that Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav is different, and Rav Eliezer holds a Nasi brings a Sa'ir on Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. Only that one. So why do we say five? To say all five are exactly the same. That's what we're saying. That's why it says five over here. That all five of these Averis are the same, and there's no Chalukim even by a Nasi. There's no Chalukim by a Nasi. Either means because we hold Nasi Lopata on all of them, or he holds Chav Elvira on all of them. But not like Rav Eliezer holds that Nasi is Chayev Asa'ir on Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, which makes Tumas Mikdash different than the other five, and therefore it says five. So I got upon him, we didn't finish all the numbers. We have one more Gemara. Suha de Tanan, Dalad Avais Nezikim, it says in the beginning of Bava Kama, the four of Nezikim. Yonalamli, why do I say four? Lafukim Rabbi Yishaya. Dama, he says, Yud Gimel of Nezikim, they're 13. Rabbi Yishaya, Yonalamli, why is he 13? Lafukim Rabbi Chia. Say not like Rabbi Chia, the Omar Chaf Dalid Avos Hazikin. That he holds there's 24 Avos Hazikin here. Rabbi Chia Minyana Lamalei Lafuke Mois Masor Mefagel. So if Rabbi Chia says 24, who is he coming to Lafuke? To teach us that Masor, which means someone who tattletales someone and causes them damage, or Mefagel is a Kayan who does piggle. The halacha is both those people are Potter. Why? Pashtus, the reason is because it's a Dibur, it's Hezhe and Nicker, the state in Rashi, if you look at the Gemara there, if that's true. But Rashi says, the high Ezeke Dibur of Amu, the Hezhe and Nicker. That's what Rashi says. That's the reason why those two are not part of 24 Nezikin. Everything's good? So far? Sounds good. Look at Mr. Vaita. Look at Mr. Vaita. We'll explain. What?
This Gemara put all the Gemara's numbers together
or left some out? No, left some out, I think. There's an Abba Rosh Hashanah, that's sure one of them come to mind. But it didn't go through all of them. I don't know why not, but it didn't. Oh, my man. Don't think of our right. La Fuke. Yeah, Tais brings in a few of them. Tais of Rosh Hashanah, Petrois, Ishnik, Zubgim, Adrachim. Tais, Da Rosh Hashanah, Tais brings down. So Tais is Lamute. Tais is Mashal Lamute. Brings down a few different things. He says, why not? He says, there wasn't some Machlaikasim over here. There's all Machlaikasim. We're trying to Tafuki for Machlaikas. I entice us. Yeah. Omamar. Shem Osom Kulam Behelam Echad Chayev Kalach Tzvachas. Rabbi Yechanan taught us that it says over here 36 creases teach us if you do all with one Helam, you Chayev each one a separate Chatas. So what's the Makar for this? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Arayas now. The next discussion is going to be about Arayas. And what's the Makar you Chayev for every single one of Arayas? A separate chatas. How do you know? Bishlam patal gamri lematz amres. Can you patal chesiv kichash yasam kol teves aela ta'eves aela neverichesu. It says anyone who does any of these ta'eves, you get chayev karas. But ela emar, maybe you could say avar chal don is chayev chal. If you avar on one, you chayev one. Avar kulo behelam echach and chayev alachas also. Maybe if you did one, you chayev one. You chayev 20. You did 20, you also chayev one. Hayinu chayav on each one. Where's the makar for that? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that it says kara is one general term for all arayis, and by achoisoi it says separately again, v'ish ashiyikach es achoisoi bas ov vasima roaser vaso v'hi siras vasoi chesedu v'nichrasu le'enei b'nei amam av evas achoisoi gila avoyne yisa. That's Lashon Pasuk. So a special pasuk by achoisoi says kara. Why does it say separately by achoisoi? Kach yotze kara v'achoisoi lechalik. The mechalik tell us this like achoisoi has a separate chorus, which means a separate chatas. Every one of the rites have a separate chorus, a separate chatas. Mask Rabbi Rabbi, Ema Chosu the part crawl is Chayev Chado Allah. But cool, and the rest of them don't have a special pasuk. Kivim Halmechad LeChayev Chado Alachas. You don't have one. Right, the Gemara. Rabbi, what's your? You understand Rabbi's kasha? Rabbi Rabbi, Ami Lester Chado. At all the time, a famous klal. Kol Dovah Shoyev Chlal. Anything that was part of a klal, Yotzim a klal, Lamed LeLamed. Loya alamed alatzma yotza. Not teaching only on itself. Alamed kol kula yotza. Teaching on the whole cloud. Okay, so what's an example for that? We'll give an example by something else, by tumma. By nefesh toichal basa. It says someone eats basa while they're tame. And that says it again by shlomim. By shlomim v'chlal kol kashim hayu. That's us to eat when you're tame. Loma yotza. Why did it say a separate pasuk by shlomim? Lahakash alayim. Ma shlomim shen kachim izbeach v'chayav malayim. Just like kachim izbeach, shlomim is kachim izbeach in chayav. Af kol shen kachim izbeach v'chayav malav. Yotze kachim v'gabayis. We learned at the end of Masechus Tumura that b'edek gabayis is not chayav for tuma. So why? How do we know that? Shlomim is v'galta. Just like shlomim kachim izbeach, it has to be kachim izbeach. So we see a big klal in the Torah called Dov Shei B'Klal, Yotze B'Klal, Lamed B'Klal Kula Yotze. So that's why by Achoyso, it's been Lamed and everything. What's Rav Bibi's Kasha? Omer Rav Bibi, Bar Mino, Lav Mi Amrit, don't we ask me Kasha from there, why? Lav Mi Amrit, didn't you tell me, Yotzom, Yotze Kotcha Gabayis, that Kotcha Gabayis has to be done with the Kotcha Vele Gabayis, Hachi Nami, Ma Achoyso Mi Echeda Shi Erva, Vele Hete V'Chai Oysro, Av Kosha Ile Hete V'Chai Oysro. Yotzes Eish Shish, Shiyesh Laheta V'chayi Baalo. I'll tell you a pasuk to Chilak. That Ma Achoysa, we'll learn it like this. You're right, we'll learn it from Achoysa. But, it has to be something that doesn't have a Heta V'chayi Oysra. That gets a separate chatas. But other things that, let's say Eish Ish, that has a Heta V'chayi Baalo, it means you get a divorce. Maybe that type of issue won't be chayav a new chatas on. It has to be similar to achoisa. It has to be similar to achoisa. Amar Rav Yehuda v'tem Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Good, everyone's good. Yeah. Amar Rav Yehuda v'tem Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Amar Kra.
One of the things that won't be chayav al machas. Only one of the other ones that won't be
chayav
its own
carbon. There might be other ones that also have example. Yeah, right. Only those that don't have chayav eso. Yes.
Will not have to.
Right. It could be there's other ones in this list. I remember seeing the other ones in the list that also could be Nita also, for example. Yeah. That's most of the Chayah. So there's other examples. What? He wouldn't have a government. Right. You can't have a Chayah. Yeah, so that's Rabbi B's Kasha. Okay. So what's the Makar for everything? What's the Makar? You have everyone separately. Hukshu kol rayas kulo la'achoisei. It says kol ashu kol tevis, all tevis. Hukshu kol rayas kulo la'achoisei. Ma'achoisei chayom lefnei atzma. Af kol chayom lefnei atzma. It's makish. It's a hekish already. Then they don't pirchas. A hekish ta'achoisei. Ma'achoisei chayom lefnei atzma. Af kol chayom lefnei atzma. Rav Yitzchok do machayev krisis bechlal hoyu. So now, very good. So we're learning achoisei. The chorus of achoisei is teaching us. Sevgar achoisei teaches us that you chayev on every single one of chatas, right? That's teaching us. Everyone in the chatas. So, the more than half a kasha, Rabbi Yitzchak uses achoisa something else. Rabbi Yitzchak doma chayiv krisis bechlal hoyu. Rabbi Yitzchak the holds the chayiv krisis was bechlal everything. Veloma yotza kars b'achoisa l'doina b'kars l'malkas. Teach us there's no malkas by b'achoisa l'chalak min olin. How you know to mechalak? So, the Gemara nafkele mel isha. So, if be him, you can't use that for mechalak because using it for something else. So, Manoli, how do you know this? How do you know it's mechalak? Nafkal, a different pasuk teaches us chilik. It teaches us means chilik hatayis. What's the pasuk? Well, isha v'nidas tomas le'sikrab. Lechalik. I call isha v'isha. It says, el isha, that loshen, mechalik, I call isha v'isha yichayiv separ chatas. Rabban and Nami, what do you need a chayse for? Nami, take them isha v'nidas tomasa. Where's the enchan Nami? That's the makar of chalik in each one. Me'el isha v'nidas tomasa. So what do you need a chorus by chayse? Enchan Nami, the chorus by chayse lamali. Mayasa, Bayerle, Lechalek, there's a chilek hatoyis on to do three achoysois. Al achoysoi, al achoys aviv, al achoys imay. If someone's mizana with his sister, with his father's sister, and his mother's sister. And you need a chiddush to the chalek there. That's you need the pasuk of achoysoi. Break the gemara. Hani lama luhu chalek. Kari shemus machlokim, it's shemus machlokim. Rei gufim machlokim, it's gufim machlokim. So what is pasuk you chayat three do chatoyis? Ela ima, a different case. It's one person that would land up being a chayis ovav and a chayis imay. What's that person? So Rashi says it's a Rashiya bar Rashiya. It's a case where we'll call him a kusi. He's really yid because we're doing a chatois. We would have a who do such a thing. But a kusi abal imay. It's someone who comes mizana with his mother, and he has two daughters. The two daughters. Let's say a Rachel and Leah. Okay, two daughters. And then he's mizana with Rachel, and he has a son. So that son now is Ba on Leah. So Leah is his sister, is his mother's sister, and it's his father's sister. So here's the case, one person is his mother's sister, his father's sister, and his sister. See, maybe Chai only one. Maybe Chai have one. Leah is his sister, she has the same father as Leah. Reuven was mizana with someone, had Rachel and Leah. And had daughters, Rachel and Leah. Then he's mizana with Rachel and has a son, Shimon. Shimon's Baal Leah. Leah is his sister. It's his father's sister and his mother's sister. So here you chayev only one. Kum to pasuk achoyse, you chayev on three. I want to get to the Amar Aleph. You chayev on all three. Rabbi Yitzchak, ha milsom and ole. How you know this thing? Nafgalen mesefer the crop. How did Rabbi Yitzchak learn achoyse to say no malchus? How did he notice? No, nafgalon mesefer the crop. The chsiv ervas achoyse gila. There's an extra word in the pasuk. Ervas achoyse gila. That teaches us you chayev on one person. It's all three achoyse. You chayev in each one. Rabbanah achoyse the sefer the crop my avdle. What do you do with the achoyse of the sefer? What does he do with it, Rabbanah? Rabbanah use the other pasuk for that. So the Maran Bayale for a different thing. La achoyse shubas ove ubas imoy. If you look at the pasuk that says the issa achoyse, it says veisha shikach achoyse bas ove oy bas imoy. Either it's to his father or to his mother. How do you know it's a real sister? How do you know it's issa? So loymar. You need this pasuk just that. You're not oinchim nadin. You can't learn out from a kavu chayim. You have to learn out from the pasuk. You have to learn out from this pasuk. Everas chayis gila. Yitzchak, how does he know that? So oinchim nadin. He also can learn out from it's a kavu chayim. If it's one half sister, it's chayim for sure. If it's both, it's chayim. So oinchim nadin. He also can learn out. But he's saying a yalef oinchim azara. Since it's a separate azara for that, for the someone's both that's sister both ways. So we learn that just like there's Azara for them, has a separate Einish also. That's not called Einish Menadin. We say, Kishem is Azara for it. Just look, that Azara has Einish. This Azara means a lav. There's a separate lav for someone who is both. Since it has a separate lav, so then it'll also teach us the Einish. Any questions? What? No, so it's, right, but here we say, just like it has the same Azara, so same, you have Einish also. Since that's the first Azara, so you can make a limud like that. And the bottom line is that ever as a chayse gila is teaching us the fear of on all three. If it's someone, one person is all three a chayse, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, that's Rabbi Yitzchak uses from the pasuk ever as chayse gila. Rabbi Yitzchak uses that pasuk for someone who's a sister both ways. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, either it's einish min adin or learn einish min azara. Just like it has a separate azara, it has a separate einish also.